Hola, Satan Roa Nam Cantadania, the Sinjin Tanjiji Tondo, Sigi Nijin Talamine Bayanda, but Zobus Sanjiji Combano Bujibarasa. Teacher the Tambuchu Lotus Gonsum December, Jovenyab, Samba Sanjuncho to Tochi Bongunda Tan December.
Rinpoche asks us to start out by developing the enlightened attitude. The enlightened attitude is the thought that I'm going to attain the supreme state of Buddhahood, which neither abides in the state of peace, one-sided peace, nor in that of existence. And I'm going to attain the state of Buddhahood for the purpose of, or for the benefit of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky. And in order to attain this state of Buddhahood, I have to engage myself diligently in listening, reflecting, and meditating upon the genuine Dharma.
Tene talam kang kye par savatam bichu jiramba ne jase lalin sobdo imale lalin tambo tanjo trochi ne ka thobdunde daijin kudum chole drase se nindang tsendo yerwa mebaro Nisim Gomba Jase Lali Hippitiki Tele Tanda Jorpa Cabre Jorpa Le Ranjur Naki Sente Terenginjur Nandotiki.
From all the topics that should be known in the Dharma, Rinpoche chose to explain the first verse of the 37 practices of a Bodhisattva, which says, now having the great vessel of freedom and endowments, difficult to find, to free yourself and others from the ocean of samsara, day and night, without break, to listen, reflect, and meditate is the practice of bodhisattvas. Rinpoche started explaining this verse already, and he is today continuing on the endowments, which make up, which are part of the human body.
Dene yenjor ngai nang ni tangpo te tamba sanje ji jor pare.
There are five endowments which concern the other side, or which come from the other side, which don't come from yourself. The first of that is that the Buddha, the teacher, appeared in this world.
Tele dangbo sang ye kipetunda karresano dor dono titang sanje ji yindin le kepa mangbo yobare ine yang dor dono sang ye kipe tik da kepa da uzono kieno sang se jite danje marek pale songon trunang donga tamje sawam sepatang je kipate Kunzob tan ton tanbe, chu tamche la lodu jeba, hirab jeba, jeba, jeba se no, tene sangje ki kyobare, jebare.
Jeba di yanka se no?
Danzen le songwen trunang tan, donga, trunang donga pakyata jeba se, Sepetop je, jeba dere, kunzok ta ton tambe, hizu chu tam jela, lodu jeba, hirab jeba, chenba jeba tanda.
When we talk about the Buddha, Buddha, the word Buddha in Tibetan is sangye. Sang means awakened, and Gye means spread. Although the Buddha has many qualities, if we just describe his qualities upon this word, awakened and spread, then the first part, Sang, awakened, means that the Buddha has awakened or has gone beyond his ego clinging. He has awakened from his ego clinging, from his ignorance, from taking delusion-based appearances to be true. That's where he awoke from, or he is awakened from that.
Tene tomba sanje ten trunang se chen, trunang pa kya tang kepa se chen, denba ni la hirap jepa se na, tene durza simjin na la lam, tarpa tan tam jen jepa lam tomba se pa la, tene tomba cho tu choba re. Tomba cho tu choba tili yin yo ma re, tomba cho tu choba.
The second syllable, gye, means that his wisdom or his awareness had increased or spread, namely the wisdom which realizes both the relative truth and also the absolute truth. This wisdom has spread or increased. And since he is the one who awakened from ignorance and whose wisdom spread, the wisdom of the two truths spread, he is the one who can teach this path to awaken and to spread your wisdom to all those who have to be tamed. Therefore, since he taught this path, he is the best teacher, and there is no better teacher than that.
Dene tundam je ne chor tang kunzob je na chor te dorza simjin le dungu yore tundam je ne chor te ton te tundam je ne chor te tob tob je kunzob je na chor la simjin nam dembar kim be thurpa yore thurpa te yang go yore ta tena tundam je ne chor tob tob ji kunzob je na chor la thurpa jang be Lam te tamba sanje je tene nga tu durza sola durza simji na la ten te pare tamba nze be sen na tene tamba sanje si to.
The Buddha is called the Buddha, the teacher. What does the teacher mean? A teacher is somebody, in Tibetan it's tenpa, somebody who shows something, and he is the one who shows the path, or the teacher who teaches the path. Since Buddha, the teacher himself, has realized the way how the absolute is, namely the way how things really are, and therefore he knows how to purify the relative, namely the way how things appear. Since he has, or due to the power of the realization of the absolute, of the way how things really are, he shows to us ordinary beings who have to be tamed the path which purifies the relative, that is, the things how, the way how things appear. Therefore he is the teacher who teaches the path.
Tene nga tsu tambu chu nyam tsu lemba la yingu ni tsang gubi yingyur nga yinani tuanba sanje je yorpa te kar chikiri. Karese na tuanba sanje je tene landur je ne mati na chu mati na tuanba sanje pepte chu mati na nga tsu tene tanda yang taba tambu chu je nyam ni te
This first of the endowments which come from the other side, which are not from your own side, is the one that the Buddha, the teacher, appeared in this world. And this first one is actually the most important one. This is because the Buddha has shown us how to progress on the path, how to practice the Dharma. And if he hadn't shown that, then we would not be able at all to know how to practice. Therefore, this point, that the Buddha appeared in this world, is the most important. This first endowment concerning the other side is that the Buddha appeared in this world, but actually it is very difficult for a Buddha to appear. Why is that? Because as described in one of the last days, we know the two types of different kalpas or aeons. One aeon is described as the dark aeon and the other is described as the light aeon. The dark aeons are those where there is no Buddha appearing, and the light one, the aeon of light, is the ones where there are Buddhas appearing. And these dark and light aeons are alternating. Rinpoche says it's actually like a picture, like a picture. Sometimes there's a long period of a dark aeon, or many dark aeons come after another, and there are only few periods where there are light aeons. But now we have the opportunity that there is a light aeon. In our aeon now, it is said that there will be 1,000 Buddhas appearing. Of these 1,000, the fourth one is the Buddha Shakyamuni, and he appeared in our age. Therefore, this first of the endowments concerning the other side is with that fulfilled.
Dene nyepa tenpa tambe chu jinjo pare. Tenpa sanje pen na yang, jikten to pen na yang tambe chu ma song na. Dene nga su chu nyam su lang shi ga ma do. Dene dakja ka tenpa zobe sanje chumbin deje. Dene nyentu je tekpa, rangjab je tekpa, tekpa chenpo te. Tekpa som je chu jung kolo.
The second endowment, which comes from another side, is that the Buddha was teaching the genuine Dharma. If the Buddha appeared in this world but didn't teach the genuine Dharma, then we would not at all know how to practice the Dharma. Therefore, it is very important that the Buddha also taught the Dharma. The Buddha was turning the wheel of Dharma 3 times. No, this is not what Rinpoche said. He was turning the wheel of the Dharma in that he was teaching the Shravakayana, the Pratyekabodhayana, and also the Mahayana. And since he was turning the wheel of Dharma, the second endowment coming from another side is also fulfilled.
Then also Durza Loma Nintu Jirikino Nintu J Tikpatang Lam Nyamsu Lang Chokyo Yure. Naso Durza Tene Ranger Jirikina Ranger J Tikpa Nyamsu Lang Chokyo Yure. Dene durza naso ningye chenpo, shirap chenpo jin, tekpa chenpo jin yina, tekpa chenpo chu nyamso lang chok cho yore. Dene tekpa chenpo dorje tekpa te, tekpa chenpo sam tekpa re, hachang tekpa chenpo, hachang tangnang chenpo jin yina, dene dorje tekpa chu nyamso lang chok cho yoba te, dene tuanpa tambe chu jin joba re. Chok chok sa nyam digi re? Nyam sa lang chok chok sa jite, nyam sa lang karpa den
There are different types of students who study the Dharma. If you are someone who has a tendency to be a Shravakayana, or who has a tendency to the Shravakayana, then you are lucky, you can practice the Shravakayana, because the Buddha was teaching it. If you are somebody who has a tendency to the Pratyeka Buddhayana, you also are lucky, because that was taught. If you have a tendency, if you have loving kindness and compassion and great superior knowledge and a tendency to the Mahayana, then you're lucky, you can practice that. If you have a tendency to the Vajrayana is included in the Mahayana, it is very secret. If you have incredible faith, if you have already pure vision, then you're lucky, you can also practice the Vajrayana.
Tene chu teyan tekpa som je chu song te, chu song ba teyan, tene tek som je chu song ba teyla yan, hirap chen je loma je takye tang kokab nang yore, takye tang chobare. Pena sel nyoba pu, sel la takye tang te, Ser le yapa chung yapa so pas yati, ser chung mepa yapu nyova yendo, tambu sanje jisung be chula, hirap je takye tamu kokap nama te, then tamba sanje la, seva ningi chimbo yapa tare. Seva ningi chimbo mepa yina, lam chik no tele gar machopa, dam machopa, tele gar nandena, nipa yapa tendra wo sungre. Then Tamba Sanje, Tixom Jelantum, Teleyan, Hirap Jinje, Hirap Jetaki, Tang Chokor Sumare. De Tamba Laninje Chambayavatari Sampai.
The Buddha taught the three vehicles, and it is allowed in Buddhism to use your intelligence and to analyze these teachings, whether they are okay or not. For example, if you were to buy gold, you would first analyze the gold, whether it is pure, whether there are stains in it, and you wouldn't buy the gold if it is stained. The same is with the genuine Dharma, which is taught by the Buddha, especially now in these times where one analyzes a lot, it is also allowed to analyze the Buddha Dharma. There is the occasion now to analyze the Buddha Dharma with your intelligence. And Rinpoche thinks this is a sign for the great love of the Buddha. If he had said it is not allowed to analyze or to analyze the Dharma at all, and if you start analyzing it, it is a great fault, then that would be a sign that the Buddha has no love. But since he taught three different types of vehicles, and he also gave permission to analyze these vehicles, it is a sign of the great love of the Buddha.
Tia, sikye darbe ser yendo, lekpar ta la ngai ka, lamar sa yeku ser meyi sumbare. Se la takye tango kapso, rinpa som, sikpa, kepa, darba som je takye tango re se gendo. Tangbu, ser te yapu yinda mayna mela sikpa, teni tombe che, kepa, teni darba. Sikye dar somche takye tanya re se hindo. Te kovare maato nga se la takye tanyo me. Sikye dar somche se la takye tanya te hindo. Lekpar ta la ngai ka, ngai ka de sikye tar se la sikye dar som je tak pa se zang bo yime tak je tang wa yin do ngai ka la yang hirap je tene tak je tang go do
ngai ka sang je
sang je na song la tere ma to nga sang je la ko ba se do ngai ngai song ka de so yang tak pa yin ba lam sang ke ling go go do song ba chu rang la song bo chu la tak je tang go do song ba Sikkie darva ser yendo lekpar ta la ngai ka lamar saye. Sikkie darva ser yendo ngai ka lango gondo umato. Ngala kubba ser do damsang me songpa tamche tine ke lingko gondo songpare. Takke tan chopar songpare. Tela kare do chik jota.
There's the speech of the Buddha which says like you analyze gold by burning it, cutting it and rubbing it, in the same way you should analyze my speech very well. You should not practice it for my sake. If you buy gold, you also would analyze the gold very well. Rinpoche says it is here described in three steps. First, you would put it in the fire, or over fire, to look whether it's a good gold. Then you would really cut and crush it, maybe to look inside, and then kind of rub it. I don't know what the meaning of that is. But there are these three types of way how you analyze the gold. And if the gold isn't good, then you wouldn't buy it. And the same, the Buddha says, you should do with my speech. Analyze my speech very well. And don't practice the speech just for my own sake. Practice it because you are convinced. Not because it was me who taught it, but because you are convinced.
Dina danda trumta ye, nintu sera mawan dodeba ni, tikin omadan semzan ni, で、レレラ能げやは、はちゃんまんぼ損はれ。で、能げやはまんぼ用を準備して、彼らせな。参事地からたけたんちょうどひらっちんじゃ、けばつ、はちゃんたけたんはてんで、たけたんはランゲ、リサルズて。でね、え、にひにえば、にひにえばレレラ、トンタレレ、トンタマダバチャクパレ。
제작마와도데파티니 There are many different schools of thoughts. Rinpoche mentions two of the Shavakayana, which are the Sautrantika and the Vaibhashika. And there are two in the Mahayana, which are the Chittamatra and the Madhyamaka. Within those, there are many subdivisions also, but all these schools have the permission of the Buddha to analyze the word of the Buddha about what the schools were teaching and what the Buddha was teaching. And in that way, they developed a firm conviction and are asserting whichever school they assert.
Tetar ta texom to chu songba tang, texom to chu songba te temba tambi chu jinjovare, tela yang hirat jinje takje tang jobesena, tambu tubazo, tene samnon tang, teni hini, tesum mabacha, tene gomte, tesum the travel cups of gomte, te gomzong hirap, dorwang, gomzong hirap pergovare, tesang gombe hirap donda, tesang gombe hirap pergovare, tambi chu.
Since the Buddha, the teacher, appeared in this world and taught the Dharma, And because it is allowed to analyze the Dharma with one's intelligence, therefore we first listen to the Dharma and then we think about the Dharma. And we think so long that until we have a firm conviction. If we have no doubts, then we can sit down and meditate about it. When we meditate, then a wisdom which arises from meditation will come up, and this wisdom will increase.
Tene tamba thikpa som je tambe chu sanje je sungpa tiso peke le jorba la tanda kanjor pote pote ja la cham yobare. Tene kai kai gongban dewe tenju la tene jagar ching khepa ta trup to sun dewa hajang mangbu yere bojeng khepa ta trup to su yang dewa hajang mangbu yere pote tongra mangbu yobare.
Since the Buddha, the teacher, taught the three vehicles, there are many translations of that also. The one in which is in Tibetan is called the Kanjur, the translation of the Buddha's word. But on top of that, which is a huge text with many volumes, on top of that, there are also commentaries. Commentaries in both languages, Indian commentaries and also Tibetan commentaries. There are many thousands of such works, which all rely on the teaching the Buddha taught coming down to this world. Both the Kanjur, the Buddha's word, and the Tenjur, the commentaries on that, are photocopied many times and are printed a lot, and they are available in many of the foreign libraries also, in foreign countries.
Then, Asu chut and yard togomare, chutin yamin zo togomare. Tene, tasanje temba, temba manopu tuzula, jepa de tu chepa jinjin yoba. Tuzu jin yoba yabujisomarina.
The third endowment, which comes from the other side, or which doesn't concern, or which doesn't come from yourself, is that we are living in a special time. If there were the Buddha appearing in this world and teaching the Dharma also, but if the Dharma teachings were ceased already, and it wouldn't be the time that the next phase of Dharma teaching started yet, if there were a time where there is no teaching, then we would have no chance to practice the Dharma and no chance to come in contact with the Dharma. But since the teachings of the Buddha did not set yet, therefore this is a special time where we have the opportunity to practice the Dharma.
Chu nyam se lempa kap su chupa chola, cham cham longba kakhe la chu se mucho pa tang, chu se pa langarda songwa, chu se mucho pa ten rabo yungu yore, ten rabo song na yang, thikpa chimbi lola, tini chu je ngarda tang, chu se mucho pa la sokwa, da song na yang, thikpa chimbi lola ti chu je ke yungu mare, thikpa chimbi lola, tini sanje je komban droba la karchi ki chik zoepa nyam nire,
then is a Sanju Sambhadasama Zola Zoeva Nyamni Pigare,
then ngene chu ji ke tsun do ma le te po chim lo ma
since the dharma is taught and therefore we can practice it but sometimes in some countries one doesn't have the opportunity to practice because it is forbidden to practice the Buddha Dharma. From the point of view of the Mahayana tradition, this is actually no hindrance. Even if it is forbidden in a country to practice the Buddha Dharma, that's no hindrance against the Dharma, because one of the main points of the Mahayana Dharma is to practice patience. And if you're living in such a situation, then this is a great opportunity for you to increase your patience, and therefore it is not an actual hindrance against the Dharma.
Tene thikpa chenpa nyamlin ji nyingpo dono dhamme pa tang tongpa nyi tang tongpa nyi te nyingji nyamlin nyisun dor dono dhukare tonye nyingji nyamlin te kale kapu kande chungna zo chukare Chuan-khang rāwa chik-nāng lā tse-nā-yāng, Chuan-khang nāng nā tōng-nyi nīng-gi gōm-chok-re. Rāng-dāng rāwa tēne, Chuan-khang lā tsui-pa sim-chīng yendā lā-yā nīng-gi jīmpa-chik-re, tōng-nyi nīng-gi nyam-nyi tēne nyam-dok-mā-re gōng-tōng-phe-gre.
Dāg-mē-pā-tāng-tōng-pā-tāng-dāng-mē-gyā-nā
मचे चुनकांग ने चुन ने यं चुनकांग ने ने तुनी निजे निजा में सी चोगे।
The fifth instruction of the Mahayana is emptiness and compassion, and this you are even allowed, or this you can even practice when you are in prison. In prison, you can meditate on emptiness and you can meditate on compassion also. You see the other prisoners and you develop compassion towards the other prisoners. So therefore, even if they throw you in prison, this is not an obstacle. It will not decrease your practice, but you can even increase your practice of emptiness and compassion in prison.
Then dandang America ni Denver ke chungkang chigla chingdoin dinang la nampa guru mo chupden chopjen do khonso nyambo cho chu nyane zogdo khakhe ke dorje pam nyame nyang zog yo segdo te khonso la lakang chungchung chiga ya pare pe ya bodo te chungkang la te ngijong chenpo donga chenpo ngijong yebase na khonso ngijong ta donga yebase na
When Rinpoche was in the States, he went to visit a prison in Denver where there was a group of 17, 18 Buddhists practicing together. They had a little shrine in this prison and they were practicing Vajrayogini practice together. Rinpoche thinks, especially when you are in a prison, then your disgust with samsara or your weariness with samsara will be very clear and and your suffering increases. So based on weariness with samsara and suffering, you might become a good Dharma practitioner.
Then, Khonsu Chankang Nandam Khobe Simchin La Rangla Dunga Yoba La Ting De Khobe Simchin La Nyingi Chigayasare Yang Chumba Chola Yang Rangga Dunga La Ting De Chumba Yenda La Yang Nyingi Gongguyasare Nyingi Chi Le Labo Yunggayasare Samsangdo Samsangdo
Rinpoche himself thinks Samsamdu, that it might be easy to develop compassion also when you're in the prison, because you yourself are suffering like being imprisoned in samsara, so therefore you can you understand that all sentient beings being imprisoned in samsara suffer, and you can develop compassion to these sentient beings of samsara. Also, you see the other prisoners suffering, therefore you can develop compassion to the other prisoners. Rinpoche was going there, visiting this prison, and he was teaching for 1 hour. But actually they requested him to teach for at least 4 hours, because these prisoners don't have anything other to do. But unfortunately, Rinpoche only had time for 1 hour. The topic Rinpoche was teaching was that all suffering is just like an illusion or like a dream. And their response was, well, if we analyze with our intelligence, then suffering might be like an illusion and like a dream. But according to our own experiences, it is not at all dreamlike or illusion-like.
Tena ta thikpa chimpa lola chula parche sepe mune dra yo mara karasana dra vote chu jitro yimpa sena dra me pate kama pa mucho dharji song chikli yore sanje che tenpa la dra yo mara se kanyin sena sanje che chu te dunga tanya mungi nyimpa yimpa sena tene mune dra yo mara song to te metho ten dra wala samna mune redo.
Therefore, in Mahayana, there is no hindrance against the Dharma from the point of view of the Mahayana. Even enemies cannot hinder you from practicing the Dharma, because even enemies are, in the end, a helper for you to practice the Dharma. There is one saying by Kamapa Mikyo Dorje who says, there is no such thing as an enemy or a hindrance against the Dharma, because the Dharma is the remedy against suffering, the remedy against the kleshas or afflictions. Therefore, anything which hinders you, therefore there is no hindrance against the Dharma.
Tene sanje ji chu singi la da chung na da te la zepa gom na te chu chu to sare da ke tin da la tin de dunga song na kho wa la ngin jong che ge do ning bo me par yi chi ge do tene chu chu to re kho wa la jo wa che na yang kho wa la jo wa che be jin se be se na tene chu chu to so do yo.
If there were an enemy of a Dharma practitioner, then this Dharma practitioner would have the chance to meditate patience with this enemy. And therefore this enemy is not an enemy, but a friend or a helper which helps you to practice the Dharma. If there were suffering arising based or due to this enemy of the Dharma practitioner, then the Dharma practitioner would understand the faults of samsara, he would develop weariness, and he would come to an understanding that there is no essence or no essence in samsara. In that way, also, this enemy would just become a Dharma friend of this practitioner.
Tene malare pe nanda tavare malare pa akota ani dalalang jubre lonju kanga thokpa la tende tene malare pa ninjong king kovala jovachi tene chudone tene. Tene dayan loma chawari.
This you can see from the life story of Milarepa. He had this aunt and the uncle who stole all his possession and his wealth. Based on being stolen all the possessions and wealth, he developed weariness with samsara and came to practice the Dharma. Practicing the Dharma, in the end, he became a great siddha, and even his enemies became his students. Sometimes it is
sometimes
also possible that when the teaching of the Buddha or when the genuine Dharma teachings, when there is somebody who harms or who speaks against these Dharma teachings, sometimes it is possible that instead of defeating this Dharma or decreasing this Dharma teachings, that they will increase and spread instead. Sometimes practitioners are in this situation that they have attachment to the homeland, that they have attachment to the place where they live, attachment to the house where they live in, and attachment to their possessions and to their wealth. And though it is a practice of a bodhisattva to give up this attachment, they can't. But then the situation happens that some other people just take over. They take over their country, they take over their place, take over their house, and take over their possessions. So even though these practitioners can't give up attachment from their own force or with their own abilities, but then due to these other persons, they just naturally be ripped off these. And this corresponds in the end to the line in the 37 practices of a bodhisattva, which says to give up attachment to your homeland is the practice of a bodhisattva.
Tan do dona sanje ji chu mano pe tu chu le ji na teni tu jin jo ba re so ba tu jin jo ba re ma chu la tu jin jo ba sang ye.
In brief, because the teachings of the Buddha did not set or subside yet, we are born in the special time where there is the teaching of the Buddha, and that means that we have also the third endowment from the other side completed within ourselves.
The Ranga Karpa Zangbo Chu Nyamni Seyate
The fourth endowment from the other side is that we have the good luck to meet with the Dharma. All these other endowments, the Buddha was coming, the Dharma was taught, but if we didn't have the luck to meet with the Dharma, then If in such a good situation we didn't meet with the Dharma, then it would be like as if the sun is shining, but since we are blind, we cannot see the sunshine. But we are in the situation that we met with the Dharma, we developed faith towards the Dharma, we entered the Dharma path, we are listening to Dharma teachings, thinking about these and putting them into practice. So this is our fortune that we met with the Dharma. And this is the fourth of the endowments which are ascribed to coming from the other side. Although we say it is our own fortune here, or this topic is called our own fortune, but this our own fortune is dependent on others. It's dependent on that the Buddha appeared and the Dharma was taught from the other side. Therefore, this topic also falls under the topics of the endowments which come from the other side. That we meet here at this place in Pulahari, which is blessed by Jamgong Rinpoche, a place with clean, or a clean place with clean water and clean air, an isolated place, a pleasant place where we meet and practice the Dharma. This is a sign that we are fortunate enough to have met the Dharma here.
Satsang, Chotsang, Longtsang, Hing. My mother is you. Tongja, Chiang, Ba Yang Ba, Jacha Buntonga, Ba Yang Bo, Kyang Yang Ba Yang Ba. Chula, to some say, Bande. Ranga karpan jorpai. Ranga karpan jorpai. Jorpai shipa.
Rinpoche composes a verse summarizing that, which says,
Sasang.
In this clean place with clear water and clean air, Tong Gyachedi,
Gyachedi Tonga, Tong, the Katamendala of Akasakala, Tonga Dovatel, and Tong Gyachis, Gyachedi Tonga, Bayang.
With a vast view, how do you say, do we say vast for a view? Vast view? Does that sound good? With a vast view.
Okay.
Yes, that's what it means, with a panoramic view. Very relaxed. Very open and spacious. Where we listen and reflect upon the Dharma. This is the freedom of our own fortune. Once more, in this clear place with the oh, we have to write it down and recite it three times. In this clean place, with the clear water and clean air, with a panoramic view, very open and spacious. No, relax, I have to cross out here. On set. Very open and spacious. With a panoramic view, very open and spacious, where we listen and reflect upon the Dharma. This is the freedom of our own fortune. Actually, we have to cross out the first in. We have to start with just this clean place with clear water and clear air, with a panoramic view, very open and spacious, where we listen and reflect upon the Dharma. This is the freedom of our own fortune.
Yeah, that's all.
So we just recited in English three times. This clean place with clear water and clear air, with a panoramic view, very open and spacious, where we listen and reflect upon the Dharma. This is the freedom of our own fortune. Place with clear water and clean air, with a panoramic view, very open and spacious, where we listen and reflect upon the Dharma. This is the freedom of our own fortune. This clean place with clear water and clean air, with a panoramic view, very open and spacious, where we listen and reflect upon the Dharma. This is the freedom of our own fortune.
Ten rawo samde gava gomne yang ten so nam ji tho re maumba la yang ten rawo tne tin tin do be yang malan tam ne ten so nam ji tho re.
If we think like that and develop or meditate upon happiness that we are in such a situation, this is the accumulation of merit. And if we make aspirational prayers that we might come into a similar situation, meeting here again in future, that as well is the accumulation of merit.
Gegiam gave him in a junior's lane, Higamare. Tene gegeam gebe hini dang tepam jarva yoba tela lakpa tukin jorba sege. Lakpa
tuk, tuk dang?
Tukjin jorba. Tukje.
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 Ningje tukje.
Ningje tukje.
The fifth freedom coming from the other side is
the fifth
is the supreme compassion or the freedom of supreme compassion, and this means that we have met a spiritual friend. If we hadn't met a spiritual friend under all these conditions, then we would not know how to practice the Dharma. But since we have met a spiritual friend, a teacher who teaches us the Dharma, therefore we also have this freedom, the freedom which is supreme compassion.
Tapitajin le song yere, yuntin jidin dan, yuntin jidin dan, yuntin nidin so song bare, dona, donda, dona, chu chi chi ni jidan den ba jibo.
This type of spiritual friend who teaches you the Dharma is described in the book The Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Gampopa. It gives several descriptions of this teacher. Once he is described, he or she is described with 8 qualities, then with 4 qualities, and then with 2 qualities. If we summarize the qualities of a spiritual friend, then we can say a spiritual friend should explain the Dharma, and he or she should have compassion.
The Kasang Ranjur Nga Hebare, Telen Tata Yenjur Nga, the Tenin Jorbacho Segre, Tar Njor Sipen Jorbare, Jorbacho. Ta Tarva Jetan Jorbacho Tsave, Mail Lutin Tela, Tene Tanjur Jumulu Segre, Tanjur Jumulute, Sipang. Kamsum korbe jamso le jamse par nyangin len deba sanje je kombang lan rover se pe tro tang da bare jamse par do garwam roba le tol ma dina do tu gum do ngum ma ina tene tro tang da ba am song bar song bar sanje je kombang do bala tro tang da bare tanjo trichin se ta tanjo trichin se tanjo je Tarva je dan jorva jo tanga lutin de trolli jam bakap so turn rosa de gogodoti, corva jam sore. Tanjo je trochin den corva jam sola, trot the tango. Corva jam so ni kawan rogodo. Nyangil in depe, kamsal and rogodo. Corva sepa kamsum corva jam so. Ja chicken, things up a jam so chimbole, gavar sepala, tanjo je lutin de trochimbo than ravore. Ta tanjur ju lutin de trochembo, tang rava tanjur ju lutin to the capsule, then the tambechu nyams of lung de, tang corvet jams of the gargover. Then you take patchin below la rang, chipun corvet jams of the gana, nyentu de lamga lambre, nyeranga lambre, take patchin below la, dying simkin, tamkin corvet jams of the driver said do, chedo, then the tambechu le.
That was a brief explanation on the 5 freedoms which come from the other side. Yesterday Rinpoche was describing the 5 freedoms which come from your own side, that makes 10 freedoms. And the other day he was describing, wrong, that was the 5 endowments which come from your own side, and the 5 endowments from, once more, Today Rinpoche was describing the five endowments which come from the other side. Yesterday he was describing the five endowments which come from your own side, that makes 10. Before he was describing the 8 freedoms, and this is what we call the 8 freedoms, 10 endowments, which make up the precious human body, which make the human body a precious human body. Yes. Today he was explaining the endowments. If I said freedoms, then... No, today he was... If I said freedoms, then please cross it out wherever I said it. Today it was the 5 endowments. Yes, endowment. So, yes, Tamasan. So it was the 10 endowments and the 8 freedoms which make up a precious human body. And this precious human body is compared to a boat. In the first line of this sentence, of this verse in the 37 practices of a bodhisattva, it is compared to a boat where we can rely on to cross over the ocean of samsara. To cross over the ocean of samsara, which is made out of the 3 realms of samsaric existence. We have to rely on this boat, which takes us over to the state of Buddhahood. There is this ocean of samsara, which we want to cross. Therefore, we need this boat which is our precious human body. And we need a destination where we want to go to. This destination is the freedom from samsara. It is the supreme state of Buddhahood. The destination we can reach by practicing the Dharma, by putting the genuine Dharma into practice. And thus we can cross over the ocean of samsara. If we just want to cross over the ocean of samsara for our own sake, then we... are a practitioner of the Shravakayana or the Pratyeka Buddhayana. If we want to cross over the ocean of samsara for my sake and the sake of each sentient beings, then we belong to the Mahayana and we should put the practice of the Mahayana into practice.
Hindu nipar kavare. Tarjin Giorgio Matsang by Mulula Rimbu Mulu Rimbuchi Segamundo Nangbalola Mulu Parpa Mulu Parpa Mulu Tsam Lasopa Mandava Mambusigri.
Yeni Dalva Job Sangir.
Ted Mulu Tanjur Mul Tarjin Giorgio Matsang Bala Tanjur Mulu. Mulu Rinpoche se gama re zebra, Mulu Parpa ta Tsambo wala so
kasi. Matsang pare.
Matsang pare. Te ni kale kakpo ma re. Ni kale kakpo de tarje njorcho tsangwa Mulu te ni kale kakpo re so kare. Te tarba je dan jorwa cho de tsang kale kakpo doga. Te se na tarje njorcho tsangwa Mulu te ni kale kakpo re. Top kale kakpo re. Top kapsu te na cho yako doko.
From the Buddhist point of view, we call these 8 freedoms and 10 endowments the precious human body. If we don't have all these 18 complete, then our human body is not a precious human body. There is other terminology in Buddhism for a state where the 18 are not complete. For example, they would call such a human body an ordinary human body or a mere human body. An ordinary or a mere human body is not so difficult to find, but a human body which is endowed with all the 8 freedoms and 10 endowments is very difficult to find.
Ni kale kapote yui goni ni kavare tangbo. Karere se na tanjur ji milu topa la Jeva ngama, jo chotem gogre, jo chotem je mina muli tovo yomare. Jeta muli, mui lutin je jola chotem gogre, mui lutin tomna lonjo pason sokwala, jimba gogre, jimba ta chotem ni karchimore. Ta jo chotem tanjurju muli tovala, jo chotem gohin, jo chotem teyan, teni somar kava yimbe sena, jo igoni nyebar kava. Big gun in your barcavati, join job the hitting the solo sombare, jigting the jamso chambo chick the chor chor. Jamso de Hiabla, rubber longa. Lo ja de la, toy tingla, goya, borse sepa, temba. De tingla, nyahing sejete, lang ni, lang da yaga, nyava le yaya, jihing le jere, kila ekong yere. Tenda hing level ekong kinje, jamso chimbo, tonsom jamso chimbo chova titini, longa, shallow nozan sumi, the yo hing kondrovajiona. Then the nya hing te the rubber jake, ni take a lekabon. So what? The chitang pe, ni kaba pe. Junsen carre, rubber la longa re, longa la nya hing tayak, ming mundog, ming mabes and nya hing kabando tahim. Hing leblep de la semmodo, rubber, ma rubber de killer, quinging sample semmodo. In a young, de young, rubber de so jiggler de pata, nya hing young, so jiggler dena, rubber so jiggler dena, nya hing de so jiggler dena, tesigrina, casacala dogodo. Tether take ale capondo, take ale canaya, de one can tesigre. Tele chang tanjur jumuli ni ka gre sombare ni ka ba pe re
che bang kara sagido
ti wang se je te tablet tablet po tablet ti wang kar pa sang po rang yin je te pa da te da o se te la tablet ke te pa ti wang se ke no
It says in the verse, this precious human body endowed with the 8 freedoms and 10 endowments is difficult to find. How is it that it is difficult to find? First of all, just a mere human body depends on a cause. And the cause for to obtain a human body is right conduct which you must have had in your previous life. If you didn't have right conduct or didn't practice right conduct in your previous life, then in this life you would not obtain a human body. And you would also need perfect possessions. Perfect possessions in this life depend on the cause, generosity, in the previous life. Since it is already difficult to develop right conduct and generosity, then it is difficult already to have the cause for to attain a human body in this life. There, it is in several texts one describes the difficulty of finding a precious human body endowed with the 8 freedoms and 10 endowments by an example. The example is, one imagines that all the three cosmos is becoming, all the worlds of the universe are becoming a big ocean, and within this ocean there lives a turtle. This turtle, every 100 years it has to come up to catch breath. So every 100 years it would come up to the surface of this big ocean. And there is a yoke, a wooden yoke, tossing about on this big ocean. A wooden yoke which might come from a cow or a yak when you yoke, which is put around the neck of a cow or a yak.
Yeah.
This wooden yoke is tossing about on the ocean. And to attain this precious human body is as difficult as the chance that this turtle would put its neck through the hole of this wooden yoke tossing around this big ocean. It is therefore so difficult because, first of all, the turtle can't see, it can't see that the yoke is swimming up there. Then the wooden yoke wouldn't have, the wooden yoke doesn't have a mind thinking, oh, I will stay at this place here and wait for the turtle to come. Also, the yoke doesn't stay at a place, but it is just tossing around. It goes back and forth. It doesn't stay firmly at a place. So therefore, if it should happen that the turtle puts its neck through this yoke, then this is called an extreme good fortune, or extreme good chance. And the same extreme good chance is it to get a precious human body. Or the same seldom extreme good chance is it to get a precious human body.
Yes. 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 Mē yē nāng nī jāng tēnē chū sēpē mē nyōng kērē chū sēpē nāng nī yā tār jēn jō chō kāngkā tsāngbē mē tē hā chāng nyōng nyōng mā tō mē pārē tī sē nā tēnē chāng kē gōnyi nī kāwā sē kērō.
How difficult to find this precious human body is also explained upon numbers. Because the number of beings being in the hell is extremely great, and the number of the beings in the Preta realm or hungry ghost realm is a little smaller. Those of animals is smaller than that of the Pretas. The number of human beings is much smaller than that of the animals. The number of those human beings who met with the Dharma is extremely small. And the number of those who have all freedoms and endowments complete is even smaller than extremely small. Therefore, it is difficult to find such an opportunity.
Yet a tongue no young, then when a chula tepa minas, yamato yomare, napa the tangamudo. Yanger nai nani, yet tongue no young, then young, gave he need a manjarana, then yamato tangamudo. Then there was some no tana, then a tanger jumulate the top caleca boyover. Tell a tint a peck caleca with somebody. Ye cab a petty.
If we think about it, for example, the endowments concerning our own side, if we have four of these endowments, but if we don't have the fifth one, faith in the Dharma, then we don't have all the five complete. We just have four. Or if we consider the endowments which come from the other side, if we have four of these endowments, but if we don't meet a spiritual friend, then still we don't have all the five complete, and it is difficult to practice the Dharma. And therefore, we don't have all the five complete. Therefore, we have to think about it, how difficult it is to have all these eight freedoms and ten endowments complete.
Karazokogodo, Chuzokogodo, Dagin Simchin Tamjim Korba Dongaji Jamsu Jamsole, Torbechedo, then a Tambuchula, Tusang Gomsom Zokodo, Nintang Sindo, Maying Bar, Nintin Tadam Maying Bar, Tambuchula, Tusang Gomsom Zokogodo, Tetar Zotabaina, then a Jasset Sanjo Sembe, Lalin Jutso, Lalin Subdunjan Nanian, Tanguli Yanzibar.
what to do now that we have obtained the 8 freedoms and 10 endowments. We have to practice the Dharma. We have to practice the Dharma in order to ferry myself and all sentient beings over the ocean of samsaric sufferings, in order to liberate myself and all sentient beings from samsaric suffering. Therefore, we have to engage ourselves throughout daytime and nighttime without wavering in listening, reflecting, and meditating. And this is the main practice of a bodhisattva. Therefore, it is placed here within the 37 practices of a bodhisattva at the first place.
Troyapo Matana Ranga Chuin on a higre, yin and higre, Ranga yin nika la pembeche, the trotangado te yendo, Rangin nika, Chui parata, nyam the simpandogado te yendo, Da yin simjin tamche, dat and simjin and nyam the sangje pandabati, Nimbata visimjis, Nimbata dragondo, Nyam the sangje and the patti, Nimbata dragondo, Nimbati, Ranga, Chuin on the jungi yenda, nyam the chui parata the same dogado. Chenan, the Shenan, the Tano. Then, same thing, Yakit, the Sukta Tavisinji, Sukta, Sukta, Rata, Log, the Nortan, Yat, and Detis, the cigarette. Sukta Soke, then, Sok, Dundoso, Sasaji, Ranga Sagamundo, then, Dundoso, Sajayapola, Yar, Rang, Rizzi, and Rawakangan, Tonsa, Namdramula. Rangasam no matane, Dundo, Sok Sola, Sojong Zogodo, Tenagi, Tango, Simjin Tamje Sanjay Kompanako, Titi, you, Jis Rang Sanjay Pandrabati, Sukta Visimji, Simji Yaki Cigarette. That day, Simji Somjanani Rang Karazonayan, Ranga Lotobla Ranga.
This second line of the verse which says, in order to liberate myself and all sentient beings from the sufferings of the ocean of samsara, describes the development of bodhicitta, the enlightened attitude. It is the Mahayana enlightened attitude, or the relative bodhicitta, the Mahayana relative bodhicitta. One compares the development of bodhicitta to three pictures. The first picture is the king-like bodhicitta, a bodhicitta which is like a king. In this kind of bodhicitta, you practice the Dharma in order to first of all become a Buddha yourself. And then when you have become a Buddha, then you are able to care for sentient beings until whole samsara is emptied out. So first you yourself will get enlightenment, and then you can care for other sentient beings. This is like a king. A king first has to become a king before he can look after the people of his country. The second type of bodhicitta is the Nyenpa di Dzogchen Rangpa. The second type of bodhicitta is the bodhicitta which is like that one of a ferryman. A ferryman tries to bring over himself and others over a river or on the other side of the water. Rinpoche says in Tibet people don't know how to swim. In the West many people know how to swim, but in Tibet they don't, therefore they have to rely on a ferryman. They are afraid to drown in the water, and therefore they need a capable ferryman who brings them over the water. And the ferryman would bring himself and others over the water at the same time. So the second type of bodhicitta is where one strives to cross over the ocean of samsara for himself and others at the same time. And the third type of bodhicitta is the bodhicitta which is like that one of a shepherd. Actually, it's someone who looks after cattle. Mustn't be sheep. And,
huh?
No, it's not only cow, it's goats and sheep. No cowboy.
Cowboy
it's any kind of cattle. Because he would know where there is grass for the cattle to eat, and he would send the cattle there where there is grass, and he would send the cattle at the first place, and then at the last place he would think about himself. He would send the cattle to be satisfied and eat the grass and whatever. And at last he would think about himself. This is how a shepherd or anybody who watches over cattle would do. He would think of the cattle first and last at himself. That's the third kind of bodhicitta, where you first think of the others. First you want to ferry over all sentient beings over the ocean of samsara, and last one, yourself, will attain Buddhahood. And this is actually the best type of bodhicitta one can develop.
Tepa, samba, gomba, som. Then in yin dang tin do maying bar, then tambichula to sangom som sikbar.
If you have this kind of bodhicitta where you want to ferry over yourself and all sentient beings over the ocean of samsara, then you need to practice the Dharma. You need to listen, reflect, and meditate upon the Dharma. If you don't practice the Dharma, then you won't be able to ferry over yourself and all sentient beings over the ocean of samsara. Therefore, it says here in this stanza of the 37 practices, you have to practice the Dharma by listening, reflecting, and meditating without wavering day and night.
Then Tupa Samba Gomba Somji Tupe Semla Paka Yagre, soon up to choose Sanji to choose Mar Tunyomudo, Marma to be choose Sad the Tuna, Senla Paka Yagre, Chu Yanjan Nindu Yungre, Sendela, Nebatamaze, Jeva Samala, Chu Nindu Yungre, Senla Paka Yagre, Tupe Semla Paka Yagre. Then Sambe Tupe Ton, the Hirap Jake Yang Yang the Samna. Then Sanji just soon up the don't over it. Don't on a tetson down driver, Niki Jena, don't over it. The Sampa Payonry, don't over it. To some Samjan Corvalet or Togomare, then it gomna, new mumbatang, turnang, new mum, donga tamje letter, but the gombe here at the payonry. To pay Semla Paka Yagba Payon, gombe soon up the don't over payon. Maro sambe son up je ton tok pe pe gombe nyum mo bachin wa le thok pa
If it says here you have to listen, reflect and meditate, first of all, listening, if you listen to the genuine Dharma or to the teachings, once listening already gives you or leaves traces in your mind of habitual tendencies for to listen again to the Dharma. Even if it's something about the Dharma which you haven't heard before, if you hear it once, then there will be some traces or dispositions in your mind which makes you wish to listen to the Dharma again. This is the benefit of listening to the Dharma. Then reflecting means that you reflect about what you have listened to. You use your intelligence and analyze what you have listened to, and you think over it again and again. That will make you realize the meaning of what was taught, and this is the benefit of reflecting upon the Dharma. When you realize the meaning of what was taught, then you will not have any doubt against the Dharma anymore. That's the benefit of reflecting. If you don't have any doubt upon the Dharma, then you will put it into practice. You will meditate. And while meditating, your wisdom of meditation will increase, which will be able to cut the fetters of afflictions and which will liberate you from delusion-based appearances. That's the benefit of meditation. Yes, it's good to remember the example Rinpoche explained yesterday, where there was Vasubandhu who was meditating in the cave and he was reciting all the scriptures. And this little pigeon was always sitting at the cave and listening to him reciting the scriptures. And in the next life, this pigeon was reborn as a great scholar, Lojo Tempa. And this is an example for that just by merely listening to the Dharma, you already store habitual tendencies in your mind, which makes you develop the wish to listen to the Dharma again.
Ini melarai pecah dan kawalah cusung barai cusung de konsep tepat cindo tayang tepat pakai gaya ira konsep cembete melito ini cula tersam cindo yanggalai cusung barai ini cuma cuya pergi baca gaya tenau.
Another example is from the life story of Milarepa. Milarepa was teaching a dog and a deer. And these were listening to Milarepa's teaching and developed faith into what Milarepa said. After they died, they obtained a human body and had these habitual tendencies of listening to the Dharma already within themselves. And therefore, with this human body, they were listening, reflecting, and meditating about the Dharma and came to understand the Dharma very well. That was a brief explanation of the first of the 37 practices of a Bodhisattva. Jesus.
Control Sunday Tashi.